News, I'm Haya Panjwani. House Speaker Mike Johnson welcomed Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to Capitol Hill this morning. Their meeting is a makeup date because Johnson missed a scheduled meeting with Netanyahu at the Capitol. Netanyahu thanked President Donald Trump for signing an executive order imposing sanctions on the International Criminal Court over investigations of Israel, among other things.
I'm now completing a week in which began with an extraordinary meeting with President Trump. And under his leadership, critical decisions that show his commitment and the American people's commitment to Israel have come to the fore instantly.
Massachusetts' Attorney General Andrea Joy Campbell says she's considering a request from 18 states to block President Donald Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship for the children of parents who are in the United States illegally.
Newborn babies are not criminals. This order targets innocent newborns that have done absolutely nothing wrong. They do not deserve to be punished solely because of their parents' immigration status. The president cannot change the Constitution with a Sharpie or a sham executive order.
Officials say high winds led to two fatalities about 60 miles west of Knoxville.
Storms moving across the U.S. turned deadly Thursday night. Officials in eastern Tennessee say two people were killed and three injured. Morgan County's Emergency Management Agency said a mother and daughter died when the storm passed through the Deer Lodge and Sunbright area of Thursday night.
Tennessee Highway Patrol troopers responded immediately to assist.
Tennessee Highway Patrol Captain Stacy Heatherly.
Morgan County sustained some structure damage from high winds and possibly a tornado.
On its website, the Morgan County School District said schools will be closed Friday because of significant damage from tornadoes in parts of their county. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. The Bills quarterback has won the NFL's MVP award, among other winners at the NFL Honors. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has more.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen edged out two-time winner Lamar Jackson of the Ravens for the AP NFL Most Valuable Player Award.
I still want the Super Bowl. I still like that. That's our goal. But I will say this. This award means that your team had a lot of success this year, and I know we didn't get it done, but we're going to keep working until we do.
Allen received 27 first-place votes to Jackson's 23. Eagles running back Saquon Barkley took home AP Offensive Player of the Year honors, while Broncos cornerback Patrick Surtain II was the Defensive Player of the Year. Commanders QB Jaden Daniels and Rams lineman Jared Verse were the Offensive and Defensive Rookies of the Year, respectively. Bengals QB Joe Burrow was Comeback Player of the Year, and Jaguars lineman Eric Armstead was the Walter Payton Man of the Year. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.